Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Janice Piel, for today, September 22nd, and I'm excited about tonight's show because we're doing something that we've never done before, and we're actually inviting our listeners to be our guests. So we're starting off tonight with Vondell Johnson. I'm excited about it, but first we have some beauty news, which Dana is going to bring to us. And just to let you all know that my sister Denise, she'll be back next Thursday. I do believe it's next Thursday. She'll be joining us for Beauty Talk. And we have a whole lot of great upcoming shows planned, so stick with us. The call number for tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399, and I'll let Dana give us the beauty news.
Good evening, everyone. This is Beauty News for Thursday, September 22nd. So to all you brush fanatics out there, Royal Lang Nickel is currently offering 50% off any silk eye brush. Let me repeat that. 50% off any silk eye brush. If you all recall, when we had that competition on the brushes, we had a representative from Royal Lang Nickel on the show, so this is a great opportunity to receive some great brushes. So to receive this offer, check their website out at www.royalbrush.com, and this amazing offer is good through next Tuesday the 27th. Also, check out Makeup Forever's Pro Rose Show during their next stop in Austin, Texas on October the 8th going through the 10th. This will take place at the W Hotel in Austin, Texas. And for more information, go to www.makeupforeverpro.com/roadshow_Austin. And again, Janice has already introduced our guest speaker this evening, Mr. Rondell Johnson, but I'll give you a little bit of information about some upcoming events that he has going on. So for October the 2nd in Washington, D.C., Rondell will be hosting a professional makeup artist workshop, again, Sunday, October the 2nd in Washington, D.C., from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The location is Studio 206 South Union Street in Alexandria, Virginia. And this event is RSVP only. So in order to participate, ladies and gentlemen, you must RSVP. You must reserve your seat no later than this coming Sunday, the 25th. You must bring your kit, your brushes, tools, and anything else you need to learn. So this is a four-hour class that will start promptly at 4 p.m. And that's the first one. He also has a Makeup for Brown Skin Masterclass, which will be taking place in Suffolk, Virginia, on Sunday, October the 9th. And the location is 602 West Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia, Sunday the 9th from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m., also a four-hour class. And this will be a small group, so the seating is limited. Some things that Rondell will discuss in this class will be individuals having trouble mastering the ins and outs of makeup, color theory for women of color, and skin types, textures, and proper product recommendations. So you definitely want to check that one out. And the third one, you have a lot going on, Rondell, Makeup for Brown Skin Masterclass in New York City on October 23rd at 51 West 14th Street in New York, New York, on the 23rd from 2 to 7. Again, you must reserve your seat no later than October the 16th. Bring your tools, brushes, and anything that you need to be prepared for this amazing class. This one, the target audience is professional and aspiring makeup artists. However, it is welcome and open to all. So that is beauty news for this evening.
Sounds good. And let me just add one thing that's very important. Not next Thursday, but in October, Beauty Talk will move to Sundays temporarily. You know, like my sister's been working on a movie, so she couldn't be here for pretty much this entire month. So I was doing the show by myself, and Danny was here along helping me with the beauty news. But now the both of us are going to be together in the month of October working on a show. So the beauty news will continue to go on. We have to move it. We have to change the date. So it's going to be on Sundays. We haven't made a decision as to the time yet. I'm sure it'll be in the evening, and we'll make that announcement next week. And it probably won't be until Sunday the 9th because we'll do a show next Thursday, and then Sunday will be a few days after that. So we'll skip the 2nd of October and go until the 9th. So just stay tuned, and we'll be posting on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll also let you know next week exactly what time and the first show date. So stay tuned for that. And just remember that it's going to change to Sunday just temporarily. After the movie is over, we'll be back to Thursday night. And I think that's it. Oh, and just one more reminder that brush sale is 50% off. Like Danny stressed, 50% off. So you don't want to miss that one. But enough of beauty news. We have a whole lot of beauty information that we want to share, and we're going to let our guest start it off. So welcome to the show, Rondell.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We are excited to have you on. You know, you're one of the one male makeup artists that I know for sure that listens to the show, so I'm excited. I'm excited about that. you know, like we have all these, like I said in the email, and like I said on Facebook, you know, we invite all of these fabulous and great, you know, makeup artists, hairstylists, or whatever kind of artists they are onto the show, and they tell their stories. They've done this, they've done that, they've worked with all these fabulous people, but some of our listeners have done the same. And if they haven't done the same, they're working toward doing the same. So we wanted to highlight our listeners. And when I saw you on the, I think it was the Makeup 411 page on Facebook, and I saw you, you know, talk about your classes, that's why I told you, go ahead on and send me the information so I could get it out there. And when my sister saw the email where you sent your class schedule, she was like, hey, you know, since we've been talking about doing this, why don't we do it now? And why don't we start with Rondell? You know what? That's the best idea I've heard all week.
Thank you.
Yeah, so and instead of doing what, you know, we had planned for this week, we were saying, hey, let's just start it this week. So welcome to the show. We're glad you're here, and we want to know all about you.
Thank you. Again, when you sent me the email about, you know, just featuring it and have it, you know, showcased on the show, It was so extremely humbling because I'm a person who's all about artist development and support for each other in this industry. So, you know, it was just like, you know, someone who has so much more experience in this industry than I do, you know, reaching out to help support me. I love it. I was really kind of blown away. But, no, thank you. I love Beauty Talk. I've been listening to it for months now, and it's so crucially informative. So, I couldn't help but say yes. I probably would have been a fool to say no, but, you know, about me, I grew up in Hampton Roads, Virginia, not too much of a big city, but somewhat kind of suburb country area, and I grew up in middle school and high school as an artist, kind of in the two-dimensional world, and, you know, just exploring techniques and, you know, different aspects of that world, but I was kind of hurt. Once I got out of middle school and high school, I left my art instructor. And she was also very, you know, close to me and dear to me. That was my favorite mentor ever. But, you know, after that, I jumped into the world of beauty and fresh out of high school. And like many other artists, I didn't know where to start. Didn't know the first place to blink. But, I mean, as resourceful as you can be these days with Google, everything just, you know, just came out of nowhere. So I started Googling networking sites and, you know, Googling where makeup workshops and seminars were. And I was literally just, you know, and I still am to this day, a sponge. You know, I just absorbed mm-hmm. everything. Just, you know, the workshops. I've been to Bobby Brown's workshops, to some of Mac's workshops, even some, you know, local artists in the area that have had some. And even the books, I'm very gung-ho about reading. So, you know, some of Sam's book, Kevin LaCroix, oh, my God, Scott Barnes. We could go down this list all day. But, I wanted to learn as much as I possibly could. And to this day, I still want to learn even more as an educator. But I don't know. I can honestly say I was an artist who, as a kid, I wasn't screaming, you know, in class, I want to be a makeup artist, or, you know, I want to be in the beauty industry. It was just, it kind of just, you know, sucked me into it. And I loved it and just grew to adore everyone who was in the industry. And it really just kind of took me by force. So I got my first job at 16 at a cosmetics counter. And, it went from there, just learning from other artists. And, yeah. Learning from other artists, learning from my trainers, learning from my retail managers. I'm just a learning like little nerd. I wanted to learn everything I really, really possibly could. And, you know, from there, I implemented everything I could, you know, possibly learn from that point into my own professional artistry. And I took it more seriously. I, got into the business of learning how to market myself and learning how to brand myself. And once, you know, the two collided together, I created the name Rondell Johnson Beauty. It just, you know, it really just came out of nowhere. And this transition from 2D to 3D just, it's been amazing. Like, it really, really has. Don't get me wrong. You have some amazing artists that, you know, paint and draw and sculpt and sketch. But this, I mean, just networking with the people in the beauty industry and fashion industry, it's been an amazing experience. So I recently decided, you know, why don't I start giving back to the community more. You know, they're in D.C., there aren't very many networking events or very many, you know, networking much of anything. So I created an event called Makeup and Moscato. It happened September 10th, and I had so much fun. I had an amazing time. I had, a couple artists come out. I had photographers there, and it was just a huge ball of fun. And, you know, from that point of everybody, you know, just being inspired by me hosting the workshop, event, it was just like, you know, I should just continue to do this. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got my workshops together and I said I will start to train just based off, you know, the need for education. And I find that, you know, I say this all the time, you know, I find that there's so many aspiring artists and even seasoned artists who do all these product hauls and like, oh, my God, I have this great product from XYZ and this one from that one, and I don't know what to do with it. And I'm just like, you know, the great educators who are out here, you know, don't get me wrong, they have, you know, amazing workshops. Sometimes the price point is a little, you know, a little steep, but it's so worth it. But I just said, you know, if I could implement what I know to just about everyone possible and make an affordable workshop, why not? So I started a workshop tour, and the first one for this tour is actually going to be, like you said, in D.C., and it's going to branch out from there. But before I actually wanted to do my own tours, I was doing tours for salons, different spas. It was kind of like I would say not necessarily a huge thing. It wasn't big marketed like, you know, like anything like we talk about in the chat rooms. But, you know, mm-hmm. I just said, you know, why not pick this up and make it big? And, you know, try to reach out and aspire other artists and, you know, develop other artists and help develop, you know, each other and support each other. So, I'm just praying that this goes as far as it can and I can reach out and help and uplift as many people as possible, honestly.
Well, you just said something about these great educators. What do you think makes a great educator?
I think...
Because people are out there looking for classes and... You know, there are people out there teaching classes, you know, from newbies teaching classes to experience, meaning like people who have 20 and 30 years of experience teaching classes. What makes a great educator?
I would say usually I look at someone's time in the beauty industry and I, you know, go, great, yeah, you have 20, 30 years of XYZ, you know, whatever it is you've done in those years, to me is what matters the most. You know, you could be mm-hmm. a makeup artist for a year, and if you've taken yourself that seriously to where you've been in those books and you've, you know, you've really, really learned to master what you're doing, and you get to a point where it's noted that you are great at what you do, and the education right. and the knowledge in your head is behind it, I say that's what makes a great educator. You know, I've seen a lot of people where taking classes now is kind of like a casting call for popularity. It's like, you know, hey, right. this was having a workshop here, let's run to it. But my question is, how is that workshop benefiting you? You leave that workshop right. and you take 8 more workshops this year, you know, just stop and think, what are you going to get from this class? How is it that you're benefiting, you know, from this class? What does your educator from this class know about what they're teaching? You know, what does their portfolio look like? What kind of clients do they service? You know, are they active in the community? I just think an educator for the beauty industry needs to be active. They have to be well-rounded. They have to be, you know, someone who really inspires someone. So, you know, mm-hmm. just out of, you know, I'm not big like, you know, some of the big names in the beauty industry are as of now, but or even previously. But, you know, even growing up, I've always said what I wanted to do should be behind the scenes. And that's kind of how I've kept my career as an artist. I don't brag about, you know, some of the people I've worked with or some of the companies I've even worked with. But I take it as a blessing. I just take my knowledge and experience as a blessing and what it's worth. And I feel like I should just take it and share it with, you know, as many people as possible.
You do seem to be very a very humble person, which is very good. That will go a
Thank
long
you.
Way.
Thank you. That definitely
kind of
remains the way.
Yeah, that's a good thing. There's so many questions I want to ask you. I don't even know where to begin. But first, I guess there was a question that came from the chat room, so let me just make sure I get that in first.
Okay.
Because I do want to go back and talk a little bit about your classes that you're offering. And then I want to go back and, you know, ask you some things about you and your career. But let me get to the question from the chat room, and let's see here. Okay, she wants me to ask how you rebranded yourself on social media.
I strayed away from social media at first. I, like I said, I didn't really want to be a part of the aspect because they're posted, but at first there was so many cons to being on the social network. But I took it for what it was worth. I understood that, you know, times had changed. Everything is done via the internet now. I got on, you know, certain social networks, and I watch what I say. If anything there is that I do say or do type, I make sure that it's informative. I make sure that it benefits the person who's reading it or, you know, interpreting it, and just remain a professional. You know, I think that's really what's 100% key about branding yourself is, you know, just remaining 100% professional, 100% humble. To the fullest extent. So just really, really just watching what I do and making sure that what I do on a social network is marketed as a professional being. Because you never know who's viewing your site, or you never know who's reading something you've just posted. So it's all about the mindset of the individual, I say. Because not everyone has, you know, that entrepreneur spirit or that businessman or woman spirit. So I think it comes from the person.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. How would you describe your style of makeup?
My style of makeup is very clean. Like, if you look at my portfolio, I don't have models with 8 eyeshadows on or brows, you know, back to the ears or anything like that. I'm not necessarily always about avant-garde. I'm a very beauty type of makeup artist. My work is very clean. If you see any of the photos in my portfolio or posted anywhere, you know, you'll notice cheeks are contoured, noses are snatched. I'm all about, you know, the features of my client and how, you know, it's like I say when I talk in chat room sometimes, you know, when you're in a photo shoot setting or in the industry setting and you're working with a team, get together with that team, figure out what you want to do, and if everyone is on the same page, that photo just looks amazing. So I would say my style of makeup is very clean. I target myself for women of color because the market over years really just has kind of, I don't know what to say about it. It's gone up, it's gone down. The products are coming, but, you know, there's certain tones that don't meet this and blah, blah, blah. You know, we could go on. We've talked about it on Peace Talk before, but, you know, I targeted my audience for that to say, okay, I'm here to educate. I'm here to service that kind of clientele. And I pray I continue to do that and just, you know, do it to the best of my ability. So it's just a clean, natural, you know, kind of naturally dramatic artist somewhat.
Well, you know, I was looking at some of the photos, and I was like, you know, there are some things about it that's kind of bold, but it's very soft and pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's not that dramatic stuff at all. I'm sure you can go there if you needed to.
Right.
But, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, trust me, when I first got into it, I learned how to do drag makeup because it was the most extravagant and most, to me, most challenging, just transforming a man into a female. So it can definitely go there if it's, you know, if it's asked or required of me, but my style is more so for that everyday woman or, you know, just really the beauty aspect of makeup.
Mhm. Exactly. It's very pretty. Very pretty work. What was I going to say? Any other questions from the chat room? And welcome to the show, Desiree Stovall. I think that's the first time I've seen you in the chat room. I'm not sure. But welcome to the show. What is your preferred lane? Technicolor wants to know. Fashion, film, bridal?
I would have to say it's more so bridal. My everyday, you know, woman client. That's my favorite. That's really the lane I stay in. It just, for me, it just doesn't. I see myself as an artist who, like I said, is very active in my community and pretty much just that. Like I, being backstage at New York Fashion Week, that's not my lane. My lane is being in my community and servicing my clients in my community. So the bridal. The bridal aspect of makeup, I would say, or, just really the everyday kind of woman who wants to learn or who needs help with, you know, X, Y, Z, what have you. I'd say that's my lane, of more so just being active in my community.
So it sounds like you're big on community. So I guess your biggest client would be just the everyday woman?
Mm-hmm. I have clients for a certain, I've had clients from Style Network before. I've had clients from Comcast, a local network, local TV network in the area. And, you know, could go on and on. But my preferred clientele, yes, it would have to be the everyday woman in the neighborhood or, like I said, that bridal client. I have tons of bridal clients a year, and that I love it. I really do. They're so appreciative of your work and, you know, just they respect you so much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have another question from Faith in the chat room. But hold on, Faith, I'm going to get to you. I see that my sister is on the line, and she has a question or a comment. So I'm going to get to her before she has to go back to work. All right, you on there, Dee?
I'm here.
Okay. Are you going to ask a question?
Oh.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
Sorry about that. Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. I just wanted to go back to what my sister was talking about, your work, and she was talking about how in some areas it's very bold, but it's very soft at the same time. And I noticed on Facebook, I was looking at one of your photos on Facebook, and I saw something that I really, really liked and that I really, really need to use. So I wanted ask you if I could use one of your photos as a reference photo for my next project.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. I'll hit you up and let you know which one it is. But, your work is especially, I think sometimes when you see men that are makeup artists, the work, sometimes their work is always beautiful, but sometimes it's kind of very, very, very bold, but you don't have that soft feminine touch, and I think your work has that soft feminine touch.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to be a little less heavy-handed when I'm on face.
Oh, yeah. It really shows. It really does.
Thank you.
I want to get back to Faith's question, and she said, for someone that's just starting off and inspired to be a makeup artist, what advice would you give them, and what do you consider most important for them to know?
I would say, I'll go to the what's important for them to know question. For one, know your industry and know what part of this industry you want to be in. I find that a lot of times, especially when it comes to a portfolio, you really want your portfolio to tell a story, and your story should be told about what part of this industry you're in. And I think a lot of times it's misconstrued where you have, you know, you can have a multitude of things in your portfolio, but the vast majority of it should be where you lie in this industry or where you want to be in this industry. So definitely know where you want to end up in this industry. And as an aspiring artist, just always, and even when you become seasoned, always be willing to learn. I don't care how old you get or how, you know, challenged you become or how advanced you become, always be willing to learn, because there are millions, probably billions of us artists out there, and there's several different ways of knowing to do this or how to create that in 2 seconds instead of the 10 minutes it takes. So, you know, it's on and on and on, but always be willing to learn, always. And always be very humble and professional.
That's important.
I think that's probably one of the most important things you said was always be humble. Because
absolutely.
I've seen some people really trip themselves up when they weren't.
Amen to that.
Definitely. Let's get back quickly to your workshops. What can we expect? I know it sounds like there's two different ones going on, but just in general, what can we expect if we were to attend one or the other or both?
Well, with the professional makeup artist workshop, that is really just kind of geared toward how you would apply makeup and what products to use in makeup that deals with professional photography and media and that aspect. So it's really just knowing what products flash or are very light reflective and what colors show up maybe a little bit more dull than they normally would in person and things of that nature. So you really learn a lot about ingredients. You learn a lot about technique. You learn a lot about precision. And definitely color theory. We talk about that all the time as artists. You definitely will master and understand color theory, because it's not an option. It is what it is. So you'll definitely master color theory. Again, like I said, precision and just knowing how to make someone look good in that camera so it doesn't have to be retouched. That's the ultimate thing with me. Like the photographer I work with on a regular, his name is Dwayne Roberts. He's in the same area as me, DCBA, Maryland. He and I, when we first collaborated together, he contracted me for an assignment, and, you know, we were head-to-head on that. You know, he was just saying, you know, I contract you because I noticed the work that you do have is clean. It's not very, you know, retouched. It doesn't have any of that, and that's one thing I'm very keen with my photographers about, you know. And that's what I want to challenge my students to do, you know, learn how to give a smoother appearance of skin. Learn how to make that skin glow in those photos. You know, I find a lot of artists are so fascinated by, you know, the eyeshadows and the lashes. Learn how to mask how to snatch her cheekbone. Learn how to chisel her nose so that when that picture photograph, every single feature of hers pops. Highlight it and contour it, I find, is so effective when you're taking pictures. It's so effective. I don't care what kind of shoot it is, whether it's clean, you know, it doesn't matter what the shoot is. It's so, you know, crucial, I think, to, you know, an artist when they're doing a photo shoot or, you know, what have you. But I think I talk about that all the time. Everybody who asks me for advice, you know, what do you think I should do or how could I have done this better? Highlight and contour. You know, your model's brows look great. The lashes look good. But I can't see her features. Bring her features out, whether it's the most minimal makeup or there's the most dramatic makeup. Bring out her features. You know, I think a lot of times as an aspiring artist, when you're testing, again, communicate with the people that are on your team. You know, understand what everybody's doing. So that way, you know, when your photos come out, everyone's 100% satisfied. Especially the finished product is 100% of what it's all about. So, again, with the photographer I work with all the time, he's actually the one that's going to be at the workshop showing the students, you know, when the workshop is finished, we're going to be taking photos of, you know, what the students have done so they can see, you know, this is how it photographs versus you you know, partially be touching something. I've seen a lot of models and great makeup artists who do makeup on women, and they look like pure mannequins. You can't see any sort of texture of the skin. I've even seen some of the colors blended a different color because there's so much photoshopping. So that, I think that's what my emphasis and focus is on the professional makeup artist workshop. And the makeup for brown skin, again, it's really just all about learning about color theory, learning about those different tones of, oh, my God, women of color, not just black women. Women of color have so many different varied undertones to their skin. And just, you know, just like myself, I'm lighter under my eyes. I'm darker around my forehead. Everywhere else seems to be normal. Learning how to honor those tones and learning how to effectively create a seamless, you know, contrast of color with her skin and just really, again, just accentuating those features to make her look, you know, just like herself, but with your touch on it. And when, I don't care what anybody says, everybody has their own touch with makeup. But that highlighting, that contouring, and understanding color theory for each different type of skin, once it's mastered, you can do just about anything.
Right. Del, I just have to tell you this. I have to tell you this. When you go on Twitter and you see some of your fabulous friends that are always in the chat room, some of the words that you've been using are going to be hashtags. I just want you to know. Snap is everybody's new word, okay?
Right.
I just want you to know that. So,
yeah, I've been using that for the longest time. Whether it's you contouring that cheekbone, whether that lip is just defined, that brow is sculpted with zero concealer, and that's my word, the snatch. And even just clean skin, that's my word. You don't even have to say anything else, just snatch.
Yeah, we stealing your words. I'll just let you know.
But you know, what you're talking about, really, it's just, I mean, it's just the basics, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just basic, what did I want to say? I forget, I'm at a loss for words, but, I mean, it's basically just highlighting and contouring. Sometimes people think when you're highlighting and contouring, you've got to be really beating the face out. You've got to really, you know, be trying to you know, go for this certain look, and it's not. I mean, just it's a basic corrective makeup is what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're correcting, like you said, you're bringing those features out. You know, you have to highlight, you have to contour to bring certain features out to create that perfect face shape. That's what you need to do, highlight and contour. So it's just basically going back to the basics.
Mm-hmm. And really, I think with those basics, when the way that I teach and the way that I show the students is really just have your own customized approach to it. But even with that idea, I think a lot of times people think highlight and contour, just like you said, it has to be just packed on and beat down, and her cheek has to be, you know, just as far as her ear. It doesn't. It really, I think what I want the students to understand is that do it so that it effectively goes with your model. You know what I mean? Her cheekbone could be just as high as anything. You know, people pay for these high cheekbones and these big lips. They don't always have to be, you know, super, super contoured or super, super highlighted. So it's really how to effectively assess that client's needs or features.
Right, right. So that's what I mean, like creating that perfect face shape. I mean, if she's got the perfect cheekbones, then leave them alone.
There you go.
The chat room is full. I want to welcome Kelsey. She's in the chat room. There's Carrie Proud. Thanks for joining. I was so excited when I saw her on Twitter since she's going to be listening in. I had to remind her that it's going to be 8 p.m. her time and not 9. She would have missed the show. So welcome. If there are any more classes, I see somebody's question. If there are any more questions from the chat room, I'll take them. But All My Makeup wants to know, where does Rondell have classes at? So, if Danny, if you could, or Rondell, one of you could repeat where your classes are going to be.
Sure.
Yeah,
did you want me to do a Rondell?
Either way, it's good. It's fine.
You can go right ahead. I have the content in front of me, but it's your thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. The first workshop is it's in D.C. It's in the Washington, D.C. metro area at Union 206 Studio. The second one is in Suffolk, Virginia. That one, again, seating is limited. It's not a very large class. It's very small and intimate. And the third one so far is going to be in New York on October, the Suffolk one is going to be October 9th. And then the third one for New York City is going to be October 23rd. So all of them are Sundays. So I kept in mind that a lot of artists, whether you're aspiring or very seasoned, do a lot of work during, the weekends and even weekdays. So I just wanted to push them on a Sunday when everybody's available and free. And you'll find that they're very affordable. So go to www.rjohnbeauty.com, select the events tab, and all the information is right there. And they'll soon be going to Chicago and Atlanta. Just kind of get a few things situated.
Where do you plan on ever having any classes like in Texas or Oklahoma?
That's another thing I definitely wanted to touch on was that, if you notice my class for Virginia, it's not in Richmond or it's not in Norfolk or it's not in Virginia Beach. I really wanted to kind of bring classes to areas that, it's not 100% prevalent, but even though it's not, a huge market for makeup, there's still those artists who are starving to break into the industry but can't because the classes aren't near them. So
Gotcha. Definitely.
So I wanted to start that trend by going to Suffolk, and, I'll branch off from there. Of course, I'll be going to Richmond or Virginia Beach in due time, but I really, really wanted to kind of bring it there to bring people out and, experience a different area and see how a different market goes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What would be your dream makeup job?
I would say it would be a educator for I don't necessarily want to go to a specific brand, but it would be an educator for some sort of agency or some sort of schooling where, it's very, very reputable, it's highly respected, and, I can reach out to just about everyone in the makeup industry. So I definitely don't want to go toward a brand, and that's something I definitely advertise in my classes is that, don't stay so gung-ho on one brand. There are a million products out there from other amazing lines, so it's definitely something I don't want to do. I don't want to stick to one brand and stay tied down to one line or anything like that, but some sort of school or, just to continue to, become a very successful educator and very beneficial educator to many artists to come.
All right. Now, I would have thought that you would, well, I guess based on everything that you've been saying tonight, I guess I should have expected that. But, when you ask the question of dream job, people come up with all kinds of stuff. And you said educator. And Cherry Blossom actually in the chat room says, now tell me that isn't passion and dedication. That is so true.
Thank you. like we had just touched on when we started the conversation, but when Faith asked what is most important to an artist. Again, know where you want to be in this industry. If I wanted to be in New York Fashion Week, I'll be pursuing that. If I wanted to be, makeup artist for some sort of agency, I'd be getting my portfolio seriously ready together so I could submit to, whomever. But my line of where I want to be is in artist development and education. So it's my beginning road of being in it in terms of my own workshops. So that's the path I continue to stay on. And like I said, I just hope that it really benefits tons of artists to come.
Absolutely. These people in the chat room are saying some great stuff. I do have a question. Technicolor wants to know, do you prefer to do your darker shading with powder products or creams in your contouring?
In contouring, I find that I love cream products. I love creams. They're so much easier to blend. I love a cream emollient product with that moist texture to it. And I find that with cream products, they're easily... To me, they're the most easy products to assess any type of skin, whether it's uneven, skin, whether the texture of that skin is very dry and, rough and rugged, or even the smoothest skin type. Cream is effective. I don't care what brand it is. Just as long as you know your ingredients in that product or what benefit from that product, I love a cream. And, again, the students will learn so much from, my aspect and touch of makeup because it's more than likely not any kind that you've seen before, but highlighting, contouring, foundation, all with creams, and just go in and set with whatever type of powders you, you know, desire, whatever type of powders you usually work with.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you, but it looks like since we're on this product tip, we have, let's see, because this chat room is moving fast. All My Makeup wants to know what's your favorite primer. Cherry Blossom wants to know your favorite highlighter. And while we're talking about products, I want to know what's in your beauty bag. So that's one question all together.
Okay. So look, in my beauty bag, some of everything. I use a lot of products. Black Opal, CoverGirl, NYX, Krylon, Bobby, MAC, literally everything. So, you know, as, again, as many artists say it all the time, there's so many great things from different brands. You just got to find them. You do. Yves Saint Laurent powders, the loose powders. Oh my God, please. What else? My favorite highlighters. I actually use concealers to highlight as long as they are of a warmer, peachy kind of undertone. But I love using a concealer to highlight, whether it be full coverage, whether it be medium coverage. Because what I typically do when I highlight, I start, this is the craziest thing, so I'll give you a little secret from the workshop. Usually when people do makeup, they start with foundation. What I do is I highlight and I contour first. So it's a different technique. It's a different step to it. But the reason why I do it is because ultimately the finish should be very natural. You really shouldn't see where the highlight starts or ends, or you shouldn't see where the contour begins or ends. So I usually contour and highlight first. So as long as that concealer is of a warm, peachy undertone, and just because it's warmer doesn't mean that it's dark. It's just, you know, it's just a little bit warmer. It has no yellow to it. Just sort of looks a little bit natural to me. I always use a concealer, and just I usually start with a translucent or transparent powder, so the color doesn't change. So concealers. And the last question, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, somebody wanted to know what you highlighted with. You just said that. I think it was a question from Gwen. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I have to scroll back up. But Gwen also wants to know, what's your favorite eyebrow shaping tool? Do you use tweezers, razors, threading?
I am a tweezer lover. I'm addicted to tweezers. I swear by them. And the reason being, it doesn't matter what your assignment is or what you're contracted to do. I don't care what anybody says. You're not going to whip out a razor or whip out clippers to groom your client's brows. Get you a spoolie. Get you something, some sort of brow gel that'll groom, you know, kind of comb that brow in place. And I love a pencil versus powder. For me, a lot of powders have talc in them, which is a highly light reflective ingredient, as you probably know, and it photographs a different color for me. So what I do is I always use pencils, whether they're Kevin Aucoin, MAC, who else? Maybelline has good pencils too. So I love pencils.
Can I say Jim James? You're saying touchdown tweezers.
You know what? She's not allowed in the chat anymore. Kick her out,
oh,
and she's an admin. That woman is, oh my God. When I tell you, that woman is the best, okay? She is.
Hilarious.
Extremely.
Hilarious. You all are too funny. Too funny. the chat room is on fire. I mean, questions nonstop. I can't even keep up with them because the thing is scrolling so fast. But have there been any obstacles that you faced during this whole process of your career? I mean, besides your typical stuff. Did we lose him? Are you there, Danny?
I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Okay. Are you there, Dee? She's always going to help. Del, are you there? Okay. I don't know. It appears that he's still here. I just can't hear him. Are you there, Danny?
I'm still here.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on. Apparently we have lost Del. Del, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. Okay, it looks like he's calling in again. Hold on. Is that you, Del?
Yes, that's me. I'm sorry. Sprint is just cutting up right now.
Oh, okay. It looks like we have a question from the 323 area code, so hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
I don't know why you said 323 area code, because you know it's me.
Jay, hey. Well, you know I know your number by heart.
I know, still. Okay, Sprint dropped me off, though, so I had to call back in. So,
well, hello, and welcome to the show, J.K. Hunter.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm coming in, so I wanted to ask. I'm not at home, so I was at an event, and I'm just coming in maybe about 20 minutes ago, so, and the phone dropped me, so I had to get back in. But I never heard exactly who you're interviewing. And I'm sure he went over how he got into the industry, but just a brief recap of how he got into the industry.
Okay, first let me say this, and then I'll let him recap. We are interviewing Rondell Johnson. Rondell is one of our faithful listeners. And what we're doing is we're doing a series of interviews where we are interviewing some of our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want to highlight some of our listeners, and Rondell is the first interview. And I will let him tell you a little bit about what he's been talking about.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, how rude, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. But basically, my start off in this industry was getting on different social media, you can call it social media networks, or pretty much networking sites for industry professionals and collaborating with different photographers for different models, different hairstylists, and before you know it, I was doing a bunch of events at one time, whether they were contracted, whether they were, you know, TFP or TF whatever, and that was my break into it. Again, I'm sorry, I transferred from, the two-dimensional world into the three, and it kind of just came back.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. All right. I'm just asking. Okay. And you teach classes. And so, I briefly heard you're having three classes. And what were your cities again?
This first one will be in Washington, D.C. metro area. It'll be at Union 206 studio in Alexandria. The second one is in Suffolk, Virginia, which is somewhat of a small town in VA. And the third one, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the date. The first workshop in D.C. is October 2nd. The second one is in Suffolk, Virginia, and that's October 9th. And then the third one is in New York City, which is I can't even recall its address because it's so detailed, but Photo Manhattan Studio is where it's going to be at, and that's October 23rd.
Wonderful. All right, y'all. Shut up even though I'm back in the you can't put me back on just listening, but I just want to listen. Thank you. Love y'all.
We love you too, and next time be on the call earlier.
Hey, I was doing community service, helping serve food. Thank you, Denise.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, JK. I'll put you I'll put you back on hold.
That'll work. That's cool.
Okay. JK Hunter. Okay. Now, I know, Rondell, you've heard talk about this before on several shows in the weeks past, but have you ever, and I think I heard you mention it a little earlier, but I can't remember the guy's name that you said that brought you on the job, but I was going to ask, have you ever assisted before, and if so, what did you learn and take from that experience?
I have assisted before. Unfortunately, they haven't been for any big artists or even other artists who are freelancing in the industry, but the Mac seminars I've been to, I've assisted for a lot of those, but it wasn't, you know, with them, it's more so the teaching. It's not really, you know, doing actually makeup. Of course, that's what assisting is, but what I took from them was just their perception of what they were doing and why they did it, which is what I absolutely love. When someone can tell you they're doing something, that's great. But when they have a detailed explanation of why and how to benefit them or even possibly yourself, I think that's just absolutely amazing. And the second thing I got from them was just the networking aspect. You know, you don't know who you be talking to. You know, you never know. And I say the beauty industry is just so small. I don't care that it's worldwide. It's so small. So, you know, I've learned so many great things from different artists, but it would have to be everyone's perception to everything and respecting their opinions or respecting their approaches to everything and just, you know, taking it for what it's worth and implementing it into your artistry or seeing how it will benefit you. And it's taken me far. It really has.
Absolutely. I think that's a great experience assisting. Any more questions from the chat room? We're winding down. We have about, let's see here, 9 more minutes, but I have a couple more questions. I just want to make sure I get you all questions in as well. Let's see here. Now, I've heard you earlier when you first started speaking about when you started doing makeup, and you mentioned a lot of different artists. What makeup artists have inspired you and your work?
I think it would have to be a time frame of what, you know, where they came from. Of course, I would have to say my biggest is Sam. I mean, he's always been one of my biggest, you know, inspirations just in terms of his target audience is women of color. So, you know, just going along with what we were saying earlier about, you know, where you want to lie in the industry, study who's in it already. So I would definitely say him. And there's another makeup artist. She's not super well known, but she works for MAC. She's a senior artist. Her name is Nadine Luke. Amazing work, amazing technique, amazing personality. She's so humble, and she has that professional kind of how do I word it? Her take on just makeup isn't just about makeup. It's just about how it refers to your life and what part of makeup you're in terms of just whether you're an artist, whether you're a beauty lover, whether you're a beauty blogger, you know, what have you. It's just, I think just her just being who she is has inspired me to be so personable and, you know, always remain humble, always, because she's assisted, you know, a ton of people. But even where she is now, she's still a very humble individual. So I would say Sam, and her name is Nadine Luke. If you can, Wikipedia her or Google her. Amazing artist. And those brows are so sick. Oh, my God. I can't even talk. But she's amazing. She is.
Nice. Do you think that, because I know you've mentioned Sam, do you think that some of the people that you've mentioned, that you've taken anything from their style?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that's I think that whole sponge aspect is really just about doing just that. Whether it's you know, you have some who take everything in its entirety, or you have some who take bits and pieces. But just, you know, from learning about what he was doing from his book to the DVD, and, you know, just to him being as active as he is now with, you know, the beauty world. I would definitely say absolutely. His technique or precision has inspired me my entire career as a makeup artist to learn to precisely do things. And I would say I've absolutely picked up on a lot of tips and a lot of techniques of various different artists I have.
Good. Now, before we got cut off a few minutes ago, I was asking you, were there any obstacles that you faced on your journey during your career as a makeup artist that you should, you know, you care to share or talk about? Anything that was, you know, not the typical things that we all face, I guess, coming along trying to do what we do. You know, was there anything big or anything that could have possibly stopped you from doing what you've done?
I would say it's more so, I would say inspiration and just the motivation of not being able to possibly go further with what I was doing. And at one point, it stopped me as a makeup, not even as a makeup artist, before I became a makeup artist, it stopped me in its entirety to artistry. And like I said, without that mentor in my life, it really, we were so close. And she taught me so much and just being alongside, you know, her and just even being in class, when I was in class with her, it seemed like nobody else was in the world. It was just me and her, you know. And just learning what I learned from her and learning to, you know, be proud of your work. You know, take pride in your work. And when, you know, when I was promoted, you know, up in, you know, grades and we lost touch, it definitely stopped me from being an artist, period, and almost didn't become a makeup artist. But once I was kicked back into that, you know, artistry world via cosmetics and, you know, that particular medium, that's what pushed me back in. So that relationship with my mentor being cut off is definitely, you know, what kind of stopped me or put my career on pause, so to speak.
Right. Do you think there's anything now that will put your career on pause?
Anything now? I don't think so. I couldn't possibly let anything do that now, being as far as I have come and being what I want to do. If you want to inspire others, how could you possibly stop what you do? Or how could you possibly, you know, let something stop you? You know, so I would say at this point, no. I couldn't let any friend or relationship or any financial standpoint or anything come between what I do. I couldn't.
There you go. Now let me ask you the one question that we ask all of our guests. What is beauty to you? What is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is beyond makeup. It's beyond that medium. It's beyond that brush. It's beyond any type of product you could pick up and apply to someone's face. Beauty to me is simply what's behind those eyes and what's in your head. And once it's transferred, to me, that's what's beauty. Everyone has a different aspect or everyone has a different perception of what they define as beauty. And just to me, the creativity from every individual is just, to me, that's beauty. Before it's even applied and shown what it is, just thinking in your mind of something and then you're able to create it, to me, that's beauty.
And one last question that I didn't see before I asked the beauty question. Let's see. Sherry Blossom wants to know, is there any advice on hosting makeup classes and seminars in your neighborhood?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Sherry Blossom wants to know, do you have any advice on hosting makeup classes and seminars in your neighborhood?
I would definitely say before you put it out there, do your research. Figure out what type of audience you want to reach. Figure out what venue you want to have it at. Figure out what you want your artists or students to walk away with. So definitely take it, just like I was saying, in terms of collaborating with the team. Take every single aspect into consideration, every single one, so that, you know, when you walk away, or excuse me, when your students walk away and you walk away from that venue, nothing is left blank. And nothing is like, well, I didn't understand this, or this wasn't clear, or, you know, just, you know, whatever. So take everything into that, you know, consideration, everything.
There you go, you guys. Mr. Rondell Johnson, I'm so excited to have you on tonight. I thank everyone in the chat room for your participation. We could go on and on and on because everybody seems to really love you. They love your passion. We know you enjoy what you do.
Thank you.
I really appreciate having you on. Definitely keep us posted as to how your tour, your classes are going.
Absolutely.
And definitely, you know, let us know what you're doing. And I'm listening to you, and I like what you're saying, you know, about the everyday woman, the smaller, you know, the city that you're trying to reach. I love that. And
Thank
I love you,
you
too, Faith. Thank you so much for your support. These people in the chat room, we're going to brand this chat room, I'm telling you. I mean, the support from the chat room is amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Kelsey, for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate it. As always, we're jumping over to Facebook to the Illusions Cosmetics page to chat a little bit more. So, Dell, if you have time, join us.
Oh, you know I'll be there.
thank you, everyone, for joining us. This has been fun. And the thing is that, you know, for all of you that's in the chat room, don't think that we're not thinking about you, because, there, you know, we may reach out to someone in the chat room to be our next, not our next guest next week, but to be our next guest in this series of interviews where we interview our listeners or introduce our listeners to our listeners. So there may be some people right in our very own chat room who may be on. So just, you know, wait and see. If you get that email, you'll know it's you. Because I just feel like, I just feel like even though a lot of us come on because we're looking to get information and we want to learn, you know, I learn from our guests just as well. I may be interviewing them, but trust me, I'm sitting here taking notes and listening just like everybody else. So, you know, I believe that we all have something to share. We can learn from each other. And, you know, like some people may not have, you know, a lot of years of experience. Some people, you know, people may not know their name or whatever the situation may be, but that doesn't mean that you're not talented. That doesn't mean that you don't have anything to offer the world of beauty. You know, we all do. So we want to hear everyone's story. So there may be somebody from the chat room or one of our listeners who listens just online or wherever that will be our next guest in this group of interviews. So stay tuned. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all over on the Facebook chat page. And again, if you've enjoyed tonight's show, please go out and mark it as a favorite here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can just send us an email or a tweet and just tell us how much you liked it and enjoy it. Thank you, Danny, for the beauty news. I thank my sister for joining us for a few minutes. She'll be back next week. And stay tuned. I'm probably hours away from confirming our next week's guest, so stay tuned for that. And I'll see you all on Facebook. Thanks again for listening and for your support. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, Gail.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.